Right, Porky, time for another On The Record Ask Porky.
Okay, hit me, man.
Because what we like to do now is, for those people who miss some of the features that we used to do on the radio show, which we don't have time to do now, we do them here instead.
We've
got a lot
do.
Of great questions, actually. And I'll tell you what, we're going to kick off with one of the questions that has irked an awful lot of people.
I'm here to change your life.
All of this week, okay? Mm. And it comes from Billy. Okay. And he says, how come you missed the KFC chicken shortage, but you tell us about all the shortages that don't actually happen?
Yeah.
Because you told us about chocolate shortages.
Yes.
You told us there was going to be Ferrero Rocher shortage.
That's right.
Avocado shortage.
That's right.
Butter shortage.
Coconut shortage.
Coconut shortage.
It's happening all over the world.
Tea shortage.
Honey.
All of these things didn't happen, but I'll tell you what did happen, is KFC haven't got any chicken.
Yeah, well,
what's going on?
That happened very suddenly. What you have to understand there is this is commerce at its best and its worst, okay? Commerce is all about competition. And what happened was a new supplier came in, went to KFC, the biggest distributor of chicken in the whole of the world, and said, we can give you a better deal on distributing your chicken in the United Kingdom, Great Britain, okay?
Yes.
So the KFC people apparently said, we'll take your deal. And it was a company called DHL.
Can you imagine the bloke that made that decision?
That's right.
If there's one guy.
That's right.
Talk about the worst. You had one job.
That's right.
You sell chicken. You haven't got any.
You have one job, and
you're
that
a
is
plank.
The chicken we sell all over the United Kingdom, all over Great Britain. You've got to make sure the chicken arrives in those shops every morning, okay?
Yeah.
It's a well-worn practice that's been going on for 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're telling me you can improve it? Yes, sir, I can improve it. Okay? You've got the deal. You've got the job. Improve
it. You've got all the vans.
Right.
Yeah.
Next 7 days, no chicken in any KFC. I would imagine the man who made that decision is now looking for a job.
Well, I would hope so. But did you not tweet out a picture of your your local Kentucky Fried Chicken outlet?
I did, in Gosport.
That you couldn't get into.
Couldn't get into. Right. Notice
on the
door.
Is this one of the famous Kentucky Fried Chicken outlets that you once went to when you couldn't decide what to eat?
Well, it was. And I came out of there with a bucket plus like 30 pop chicken corns, as they're called.
Pop chicken corns?
Plus,
what's that?
They're little bubbly things of batter with chicken inside them.
Really?
You see what I mean? It's like popcorn with chicken in it.
Do you know
what
I had the other night, which was brilliant?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that popcorn, but it was made with pork.
The same sort of thing.
It melts in the mouth.
That's right.
I was in a Mexican joint at Borough Market.
Yeah, okay.
It's really good.
Very good. Next question, please.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you'd answered that
one. Yes, I have answered
it. No, you haven't.
Yeah.
You said, why did you not actually tell
because
us
because it was
a
sudden commercial decision which had turned upon the world without any notice. Therefore, I could not have seen it coming.
I see, okay.
Right.
All right.
Thank
Charlie
you.
Puts this on our Facebook page, the two mics.
Right.
What are Porky's thoughts on the UFO phenomenon?
There isn't a UFO phenomenon.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No, there never has been.
Phenomenon.
There's never has been one.
Of course there is.
No, it's not. UFOs
people see
exist.
UFOs, right?
No, rubbish.
And nobody can explain them.
No, rubbish. No, rubbish. UFOs are either shooting stars, or they are meteorites spinning around the Earth, or
asteroids.
Or they are the imagination of pretty warped minds, or they are cloud dispersals, or they are.
Have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen one?
No, no. Or they don't exist. You can't have seen one.
Of course
the position
they
do. Of the moon in the sky against the stars. UFOs don't exist. If they did, somebody would have had a picture of one by now. There are no pictures
of
UFOs.
There's pictures of UFOs.
No, they're not
very good.
Rubbish.
They're just not very good pictures.
What? You think that throwing a hubcap up into the air, taking a picture and saying, oh, that's a spaceship,
no, that's
is a picture of a UFO?
You're such a cynical
rubbish.
Person.
They don't exist.
Are you telling me that you don't believe anyone who has ever told you a story about seeing a UFO?
No. There's no life anywhere in the universe, anywhere in the asteroids, anywhere in the millions of planets that spin around all over, wherever it is. Nobody else exists except Earth. If they did, they'd have been here by now. And remember, it would take you something like 400 years to get to the nearest star that might have life on it, but it hasn't got life, so forget it.
Okay. Hey, Porky, have you heard about ShipStation?
ShipStation.com?
ShipStation.com.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
I certainly have. Let me tell you, mate, when you're selling online, getting your orders out the door quickly can be tough.
Mm.
That's why people need ShipStation.com.
That's
fast
exactly
and
right.
easy way to manage and ship your orders
it is
all
absolutely
from
right.
one place.
It is absolutely right. And if you can try ShipStation free for 30 days, I guarantee you that you will want to keep it for the rest of time. And you get an additional month free only if you use my promo code, though, and your promo code, which is M-I-K-E-S. And what does that spell?
That spells Mike's.
That does indeed. So go to ShipStation.com before you do anything else.
Yep.
Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage.
Mm.
Type in Mike's, and that's ShipStation.com. Enter, what do you enter?
You enter Mike's, M-I-K-E-S. Okay, ShipStation, make ship happen. Okay, ShipStation.com.
That's it. All right, Joe says this. Now, this is very up to the minute because you've been a pundit on this most recently on the BBC. I think you're fine. He says, what is your favourite Winter Olympic sport?
Yeah.
Which one would you most like to do? Hmm. The first episode of Two Mics TV, which is launching very soon, should be Porky doing the skeleton or the bob.
No, rubbish.
Bobsled.
Absolute rubbish, you know. In this country, we don't put any state funding into basketball, and yet in basketball, as I'm sure you will know, having two boys there, one of these days your boys are going to say, Dad, can we have a basketball ring outside
We've
that?
Got one.
You've already got one. Right, thank you. Well done. So that's easy to do.
Yeah.
But if your boy woke up one morning and said, hey, Dad, I've just seen the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Can you put me a luge run in the back garden,
well, no,
which
can't.
Has to be a mile long on solid ice in East Suffolk? Right. You couldn't do it, right?
Suffolk.
So it's rubbish.
I don't live in Suffolk.
East Sussex. East Sussex. So it's rubbish.
Well, tell you what, though. There is a
utter
curling
rubbish.
Rink. There is a curling rink in Tunbridge Wells.
Oh, no.
The only one in England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a curling
rink. Yeah, the only one in England.
By the way.
So if you live in Rochdale, what chance have you got of getting down to
I live
Suffolk.
Quite near Tunbridge Wells,
Sussex.
So do you.
To,
so
rubbish.
If you want to go down there and
it's
have
utter
a go,
rubbish.
Why don't we go and have a go?
No,
I think we should go and have a go.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I think we should.
I was asked the question I'm going to answer. The question I'm going to answer
is, curling
your favourite Winter Olympic sport is the men's downhill, you know, really fast one, okay? What's that called?
Men's downhill really fast one.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Yeah, well, whatever it's called.
It's like the short track speed skating, right?
No, no.
You said to me, why has it got such a short track?
Yeah.
I said, that's why it's called fucking short track speed skating.
It is such a load of bollocks. The woman called Elise, right? Elise, whatever her name is.
Elise Christo or something,
Elise Christo or something like that. She can't even get round a corner without falling over, right? In three successive events.
I must admit, I did say to someone the other day, I could do that. I could go out to Pyeongchang.
Yeah.
I could take part in three races. That's right.
Follow
and then get disqualified.
Exactly. In the first race, she fell over. So don't worry. Her next two races are our best events.
Yeah.
In the second one, she fell over. Don't worry.
Right.
Her last is the best. Her last event is the best. In the third one, she fell over and said, don't worry.
Yeah.
Because actually, they're starting again. She started again, elbowed somebody in the face and got disqualified.
I know.
What a champion.
Absolutely
true champion.
Shocking.
Anyway,
shocking. But you should be too hard on her because she's tried very hard.
Well,
she's done her best.
She's not good enough.
You know,
she's
well, she may not be, but
not
I think you've been getting a lot of clog from people who listen to your slot on the Jeremy Vine show, by the way.
Yeah, well, Jeremy Vine is a friend of mine.
This fucking bloke is an ignoramus.
Hang on.
What are you talking about?
Hang on.
The fat bearded freak.
Excuse me. 7.2 million listeners, right? A little bit more, a little bit more than some people get on their radio shows.
Yeah. So slightly larger than talk radio.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
And the positivity,
that's all fixed, of course. You know
and the positivity
those
was
radio
remarkable.
Are all fixed.
But to answer the question, the original question, my favourite is the men's
downhill
fast.
Okay. Skiing.
And do you know why?
You're talking about skiing.
I'm talking about skiing.
Yeah, right.
What do you think I'm talking about?
Well, I don't
fucking
know.
Skating.
The men's
downhill, skate downhills, you idiot.
Well,
you ski downhills.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason why was when I was like a callow youth, aged about like 18, 19, junior reporter on the Chester Chronicle.
Yeah.
I took a young lady into a pub.
I thought you were at the University of the Trent when you were 18.
No, that's after I left the University of the Trent.
Oh,
so I was about 19 or 20, something like that.
No, so you weren't even there. You left there after a month, didn't you?
That's
You're
irrelevant.
You're such a fucking liar.
That's irrelevant.
You left there after a month.
It's irrelevant. And anyway, so I'm watching on, you know, this crackly black and white TV in the Diva Hotel in Chester.
Watching what?
Hans Klammer.
Was it Hans Klammer?
Or was it Franz Klammer?
No, I think it was Franz Klammer.
Franz Klammer, Franz Klammer.
I always remember that thing, you know, when he would ski and you would do this.
That's right,
Why did I do that?
Sound like a load of seals, didn't it?
Why did they make that noise?
Yeah, so Franz Klammer's coming down the old fast track.
I used to only like it when they fell over.
Hey,
I used to like it when they fell over.
Well, Franz Klammer was brilliant. You know, he had snake-like hips. And I said to this young lady, I was trying to impress, I said, I could do that. And she said, what? You know, she believed me. Because
they're not very gullible in Chester,
no, but I only recently, or maybe 5 years earlier.
You told me you went on a school trip
only 5 years earlier. I'd been on the school skiing holiday, the King's School Chester.
Yeah, I went to one
I knew all about it, you know what I mean?
But were you any good, though?
Hey?
Were you any good, though?
Yeah, I was pretty good, yeah.
Were you?
But anyway, she believed I could, and I promised to take her on a skiing holiday and prove it.
Of course she never did.
And believe me, it was to my advantage. Next question, please.
What, you mean you did take her on a skiing holiday?
No, of course I don't. I meant that she believed that I was a superman.
Come on,
next
savage.
Question. Next question.
I was going to say to you, when you said, well, what if your boy wants to become a luger?
Yeah.
You know, the point is that I actually have been told by both my kids they wanted me to take them skiing. They do want me to take them skiing.
Yeah.
And guess what? I found somebody who's got a villa in Chamonix.
Oh, that's nice.
And so
isn't
I
it?
Think next season,
yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and do a bit of skiing.
Good luck with the bank account on that one, mate.
Yeah, well, if I can get a free house in Chamonix, that helps a lot.
Yeah, well, it helps
I'm not
a lot.
To
yeah,
pay
you know
for
what it costs to eat in Chamonix?
Well, I'm not going to. Well, we'll just bring our own food.
A lot.
All right, here's one from somebody called Wayne. If you could only be at one of these events, which would you choose? Any Beatles concert, any Everton game, or the 1966 World Cup final?
It would have to be any Beatles concert,
really?
Because I've been to many, many Everton games. The 1966 World Cup final has come and gone, and I know the result of it, and I've got the video, actually, which I often play to watch over again. It was the greatest game of football I've ever seen, and Alan Ball was the man of the match. So
no, surely it was Jeff Hurst, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't, no.
Jeff Hurst wasn't man of the match for scoring a hat-trick in the World Cup final?
No.
Who the fuck was judging that? Stan Collymore?
No. For goodness sake, Alan Ball was man of the match because he made all the goals. I mean, he did all the running. Honest to God, he did.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff
I'm sure
Hurst,
he was
course.
A great player in the midfield, but surely to Christ, if you have a World Cup winning team, three goals of which are scored by one man, he has to be the man of the match.
Well, I would say Alan Ball was, to
I
be
think
honest.
You got it wrong.
You know, I think it was opportunistic for Sir Jeff and his friend of mine. And
was he playing
great
for Southampton at the time?
He was playing for West Ham.
So he wasn't playing for Everton when he won the World Cup?
No.
Why do you keep going on about him?
Alan Ball?
Yeah, I know who fucking Jeff Hurst was playing for.
Alan Ball was playing for Blackpool. Alan Ball was transferred
so
from Blackpool to Everton.
So he wasn't playing for Everton when they won the World Cup?
Well, he was by the time he kicked a ball in domestic football because he got transferred to Everton for £115,000that summer. So it'd have to be a Beatles concert.
Beatles
the
concert.
Answer to the question,
Any particular
imagine
one?
Imagine going to a Beatles concert. Well, imagine going to the one in Shea Stadium.
No,
that would be.
No.
Except
that. Hear anything?
Except that was when John Lennon decided.
I don't think they really did manage. You know what I would go to if I was asked, which I'm not because it's not Ask Mikey, it's Ask Porky.
Yeah.
I would want to go and see them in Hamburg before they made it big.
Right.
That's what I'd like.
Do you know where I'd love to have seen them?
Where?
On the roof in Savile Row, because
well,
of course that was pretty brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but it was at Shea Stadium that John Lennon suddenly decided we're not going to tour anymore.
Well, they didn't do anymore.
Because
though,
what he
did
is, right, as they're playing, he literally pulled the lead out of his guitar, dropped it on the floor, and the audience didn't even notice because they couldn't
it was
hear
so
anything.
Noisy. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
All
yeah.
the screaming.
Yeah.
David sends you one in about programmes. He said, Porky, I've got a huge collection of football programmes, probably around about 400, mainly Scottish but also English, with nearly all the 92 clubs, all from the 60s to the 90s. Plenty of Everton ones from the 80s. Should I never look at them and leave them in the loft collecting dust or send them to you?
Send them to me, please.
Well, the Everton ones.
Yes, please.
You don't want all of them, do you?
I do, yeah. I'll have the Everton ones,
No,
please.
But I mean, you don't want the other ones. The
no,
ones
no, I don't want
Everton.
The Well, I actually want to send me your collection. Send it, because I love football programmes.
Uh-huh.
And I've got football programmes of Grimsby versus Chester from the 1970s and all sorts of things like that. So if you want to send them to me, please do.
Okay.
Send them to TalkSport, please, which is 18 Hatfields.
Yeah.
London SC18DJ.
Yeah,
Pat will send them to
me. We're not doing any more postman ports.
No, we're not doing any postman
ports
for the moment.
Yeah.
And I promise you, I will recompense you and reimburse you with the postage. Thank you. That's a very nice offer. Yes, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Right, next question, please.
Here's one from George. He says, if you were due to be humanely executed, which is a bit of a harsh question, what would your last meal be?
I'm never planning to be humanely executed anyway. But if you ask me what is my favourite meal...
Well, nobody plans to be humanely executed.
No,
I think it's something that kind of comes to you
when
you get caught out doing something wrong.
Yeah, well, I don't do things wrong which require execution, put it that way, OK? You know, worst thing I've ever done is a speeding offence, OK? So I won't get humanely executed for that.
Yeah.
However, if you ask me what is my favourite meal on any particular day, it could be roast beef and Yorkshire pudding cooked by my mum. It could be spaghetti bolognese cooked by myself.
Yep.
It could be a fantastic Chinese takeaway from my local Chinese takeaway called the Melbourne, which I love.
The Melbourne?
Yeah. And
it's
the
not a very Chinese-y name.
Well, that's the name of it. And the other night I had... I started with chicken and sweet corn soup, a double helping of.
Okay.
Really lovely.
Well, two loads of it.
Yeah, two loads
of
it.
That's full of MSG, though.
Yeah, in a big bowl. I've got a big soup bowl, right?
Have you?
Secondly, for my interim, a spring roll.
Spring roll?
With the... You know,
vegetarian
with,
or not?
No, spring roll with crab and stuff
crab
in it, I think.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
And with the... what's the dark sauce called that we get?
Hoisin.
Soy sauce.
Yeah.
And then for my main course, Grilled dumplings, double helping of.
Grilled dumplings?
Yes.
You don't know those are starter, surely?
No, I love them. I'll have them as a main course.
Do you know what I normally get?
And what's the name of that sauce you get there? The orange stuff they pour over them. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's kind of like duck sauce.
Yeah, something like that.
See, because I'm like you, I do occasionally feel the need for some Chinese, although I've now started cooking it.
Yeah.
And actually, I can cook it really well. But I normally get, if I get soup at all, I get one-ton soup.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, which I
one
prefer.
Ton.
One ton.
I like one ton.
I sometimes get
what
some,
is in one ton?
Sesame prawn toast, which is rather good.
What, in one ton soup?
No, the sesame prawn toast you get as another starter.
Oh, I see, right.
You know, it's
yeah,
like toast.
I like that. I like
that's
that.
Good.
Crispy, yeah.
Crispy. I'll sometimes get some grilled dumplings grilled, as a starter.
Yes.
Not all of them.
That's
the
what
same
I said, that grilled dumplings.
No, but you said you had them as a main course.
Oh, I love them.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
because
I love
they're
them
meaty. Yeah, I love them.
I love them too. And then normally for main course, I get some special fried rice.
Right.
Right. I like a bit of beef. And chili in some description, like crispy beef sometimes.
Yeah, I like beef with oyster sauce.
Beef with oyster sauce is good. I also like a bit of chop suey or chow mein, you know, the noodly thing with pork. And I'll sometimes get, what's the other thing I like? Is
Sweet and sour pork. Sweet and sour pork, it's very nice. Crunchy balls of pork,
I'm getting hungry now. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I'm getting really hungry.
Yeah.
All right, time for the next question. Kevin's being a bit mischievous here about one of your old mates, right? Mm. What was the other version of Alan Brazil heard about Bob Monkhouse's death?
Well, there was another version.
But he said, I had two versions. That's what he said.
Well, you must remember.
Were you not on the breakfast show with him when the famous clip was made?
Yeah, it was,
and you were talking,
it was Gary Bushell. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Gary Bushell, who is, of course, a former skinhead, editor of Sounds magazine.
That's right, yeah.
Former columnist on, I think, The People.
Yeah.
Or maybe still columnist.
Yeah.
Was it kind
worked
of
on the Sun.
Kind of showbizzy type guy,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, he was, yeah. But
and
I,
you got
I,
him on because Monk, Bob Monkhouse was dead.
No, we didn't, actually.
Did you?
No, funny enough, we got him on because we had been implored by the erratic and lying boss of TalkSport in those days, right? That, he's Britain's most famous liar, so everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
We should have Gary Bushell on once a week for a showbiz review.
Right.
Trouble was, Gary used to come on and say, I haven't watched much telly, but I did go to see my old mate Jim Davidson's show the other night in Reigate.
Right.
It was brilliant, you know.
Okay.
And I would say, oh, really? Yeah. He said, he said, you know, now that Bob's not around, you know, I go and see Jim all the time. And I said, right, okay, Bob, who are we talking about there? You know, Bob Monkhouse, Al. Hey, Bob, I heard he hadn't been too well recently. Well, that's right. And before Gary could say anything else, and how is Bob's health these days? Well, he died like 4 months ago.
It's one of the greatest clips
it
of
is.
All time.
It's fantastic. But I never heard of a second version. The version with Al that we, of course, all remember is him coming in one morning and hearing that somebody had died.
Yeah.
And the guy who died was, in fact, the actor, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams, yes.
Famous for Good Morning Vietnam.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Pan, did he do? Peter Pan? Or?
He played Captain Hook, didn't
Captain
he?
Captain Hook, yeah.
Or I don't know if he'd played Captain Hook. No, Captain Hook was Dustin Hoffman, wasn't it?
Dustin Hoffman, that's right.
But he was, it was called, what was it called?
What was that movie called?
Neverland?
Peter Pan. Was it, or something like that?
No.
Something like that, it was.
Something else.
But anyway, he was in a lot of films.
Yeah.
And
Mrs. Doubtfire, possibly most famous.
Mrs. Doubtfire, most famous.
Plays a woman.
Suddenly Al came in, he said, I was so relieved this morning. He says, I woke up and the wife said, Robbie Williams has died.
Right.
And I thought, oh my God, you know, it's terrible. And I got into work and fortunately told me it was Robbie Williams, the actor.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so relieved.
Yes.
You know,
that
and that's one
well,
of Al's famous ones.
Right, we've still got plenty of questions to ask. We are in the midst of Ask a Porky. Martin says this, the quality of news feeds, this is on Facebook, from many local and national media outlets seems very poor to me.
Yes.
The grammar and editing also seems almost amateurish at times. Do you agree? And if so, why do you think this is? I think he's got a point.
That's a long and complicated question. What I'd say to you is this, that there is too much political correctness in the output of and the dissemination of information these days.
Yes.
Everybody is trying to make sure they don't offend any particular minority group or any particularly large minority group for fear of retribution. I think it's all a load of gobbledygook. It's a load of bollocks. It gets me fed up to the back teeth. One of the reasons why we're here with Audio Boom, who give us a free stage upon which to operate. One of the reasons why Two Mics TV, we'll be launching
soon. Well,
I know
it's a free stage. They actually pay us to do it.
Well, but I mean, we don't have any restrictions on what we can say in the Audio Boom podcast.
That's true.
That's why
although,
we do it.
Of course, there is
that
the usual...
is what I'm saying is the freedom of expression.
But there is the usual overarching scenario regarding the legality of some of the things that you've come out with.
Well, we don't do anything that's illegal. We wouldn't do that.
Thank God for that.
And
you
I can tell you
close
now,
occasionally.
How we say it is how we
I'm
say
telling
it,
you.
And that's the way we're going to say it. And you know, sometimes people attack the BBC and say, oh, you know, they're so politically correct. I watch most of the BBC news broadcasts at 9 o'clock at night. I don't think they're particularly correct. But there are elements of the BBC which can be. And in fact, I watched The One Show recently.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a few actors on, right, who were all there to promote their new play.
Yeah.
Or their new programme, which is all The One Show's about, by the
way. That's all they
do. Only ever
all they do is promote other shows on the BBC.
Look,
surprise, we've got so-and-so coming on. You know, we've got Richard Attenborough coming on. Oh, really? Why is that? Oh, because he's got a fucking
and
show on the BBC.
And guess what? Last night, guess who was it? Matt LeBlanc. Because, of course, the new Top Gear is starting soon, okay? You know.
Is he still doing that?
Yeah, he's just done the first series of it.
I thought they were going to fuck him off, weren't they?
No. They got rid of Chris Evans and put Matt LeBlanc in, didn't they, in his place?
Matt LeBlanc.
So The One Show is literally just a vehicle for everything else on the BBC. And one night they had there, and Martin Lewis,
the money-saving expert guy?
No, the guy who used to be in...
Martin
the,
Brundle?
No. MI5, CI5. Remember CI5 with Martin, somebody else.
Oh, is he the guy that's a mate of your mate?
Yes, that's right.
Bill Kenwright's mate.
Yes, he's Mr. Kenwright's mate.
Yeah,
Martin.
From the Professionals.
They're from the Professionals. That's what I was thinking
about.
That's
where everybody knows him from.
Yeah, they're from the Professionals.
Not CI5.
And
I thought that was one of those funny cars.
No. Inspector George Gently.
Yeah.
So his name is Martin.
Martin.
Hey?
Not Martin Short.
No, Martin Short.
Is it Short?
Martin Short.
Martin Short's that little short American comedian guy.
That's right. So Martin Short's on there with two other ladies from this new show that they've got on. You know.
I think I might have seen that one, actually.
Exactly.
Because he looks still as if he's sporty. He's trying to sport that professional style hair.
Who?
Style.
Martin Short. Oh, yeah, okay.
He
yeah.
looks exactly the same.
Well,
but he's clearly about 35 years older than when
exactly.
he was in Professionals.
Gordon
Jackson was in that, wasn't he?
Gordon Jackson, that's
right.
Do you
know, my mother nearly crashed into him?
Really?
Because he used to live in Hampstead.
Yeah, right.
And she was a road called Reddington Road, which is around the back of sort of Church Road.
Yeah.
And she could... My mother was never a very good driver.
No.
And she was driving one day down there.
Whereas your father couldn't drive.
He couldn't drive. And he failed his test once. He never went back.
No, went back.
And anyway, she was coming to the end of this Reddington Road. Parked cars on either side. This big, huge Rover pulls in.
Yeah.
And she nearly went straight into the front of it.
Right.
Because he didn't bother looking.
Right.
And he got out and started giving her a hard time.
Really? That's shocking.
Swearing at her.
His best role ever was when he was the butler in Upstairs Downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, he's pissed all the time.
Yeah.
Used to nick all the whiskey and get completely pissed and all that.
Yeah, well,
but anyway,
Scottish.
This lot on The One Show, they're supposed to be talking about the new show, and all of a sudden, they start talking about what a dreadful man Donald Trump is. You know, how can the world exist without Donald Trump?
What is wrong with these people?
Without getting rid of Donald Trump and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking... Hang on, this is not a political message. It's about your new show.
Yeah.
You know, but you wouldn't want Donald Trump to come and see it. Well,
now
I don't
he's
think
getting
he
a
would,
hard
actually.
Time this week, of course, because he's reckoning that lots of teachers would be better off if they had guns.
Unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable. We'll come back to that later on.
Next question, please.
From Stephen, he says, this is a sporty one, if you don't mind. When would you consider the golden era for Everton? Was it the mid-80s? And how do we get back there? Do we spend loads of dosh?
Well, of course, the golden era for Everton was the mid-80s. And Everton... Howard Kendall put together a team on peanuts. He bought Trevor Stephen for $60,000 from Burnley. He bought Peter Reid for $30,000 from Bolton.
Peter Reid, Monkey Heat.
Yeah, that's right. He bought Neville Southall from Bury for
$10,000. He's gone mad, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's gone a bit mad.
What's
going
wrong with him?
Yeah, I mean, Gary Stevens came in. It was remarkable. He brought Andy Gray back from the dead, and Andy Gray became top scorer in the first division that season. We already had Graham Sharp. It was quite remarkable the way he did it, and it was a golden era. Had we won the European Cup in 1986, when we should have done, Everton would be the power today that Liverpool and Manchester United are. Unfortunately, because of the Heysel disaster, in which 30 people lost their lives, 30 Italian fans, that was never to be, because England clubs were banned for 5 years.
Yeah.
So that was terrible. So, of course, that was their great era. But I'm lucky enough, because some football fans go through their whole life and never see their club win anything. If you're a Stoke City fan, you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
One League Cup all your life. If you're, you know, if you're a West Brom fan, one FA Cup in 1968. In my lifetime, I do not remember very well, winning the league title in 63. But I was there on the night we won it in 1970. Yeah. I took the afternoon off school and got there. I saw us all through the 80s. Uh-huh. I saw us win the cup in 95. Yeah. So I've had a glorious support of Everton.
Okay. Andy says, my son's leaving school soon. What profession would you advise him to go into?
I'd advise him to go to something which pays him a regular salary for being an expert at what he does. So I am still talking about the key professions that pay. Law. If you're a lawyer and you make it big, son, you are going to be there for life. Medicine. And the reason I say medicine is not to be a put-upon GP or a put-upon locum doctor.
You want to be a surgeon, right?
Well, you want to get to Harley Street and get yourself a clinic and start doing the areas of medicine which are so low
like
of bollocks.
Like the guys that did my teeth.
Yeah.
Or,
do your teeth.
Or the laser eye people.
Yeah, or I'm particularly like the psychiatry world, where you literally sit on a chair, stare across the table at somebody on the other side, tell them what they already know about themselves, you're fucking nuts, and then charge them £600, you know, an hour for the benefit of saying that, you know what I mean?
Indeed. This one from Steve. Porky, as you're a best-selling author, have you considered writing an autobiography? If so, what would it be called?
I have considered, and I've had several offers, actually, to write the autobiography. But my race is not yet run. I will write my autobiography when
you're
my race
leave
is run.
Too late.
Sorry?
You're going to leave it too late. I won't remember anything.
Well, or am I collapsed?
Story about
or am I collapsed in the last leg of the race?
You see that story about the heavy drinking can lead into early onset dementia?
Yes, that's right.
Which I'm pretty sure you've already got.
Well, no, but I'm thinking, you know, what genius, you know, worked out that if you drink yourself into a stupor every day, you might rot your brain.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought we already knew that.
I think we did know that.
But anyway, to answer the question about the book, yes,
what
one
would
of
it be
these
called?
Days it will happen. It will be called The Porkmeister.
Porky Pies would be good, wouldn't it?
No, ridiculous. Having been the author of at least one best-selling book already and two other very good-selling books, I'm well experienced in the ways and wherefores of publishing.
What about that guy that was going to publish our book? What happened to him?
Well, he was a complete twat.
Do you think he was taken hostage by somebody?
I don't know. We used to see him in pubs.
He used to tell us how excited he was.
So excited. Can you send me a synopsis of the book?
Yeah.
Can you send me a chapter detail? Yeah. I'll send him 15 chapters. Yeah. Oh, this is brilliant. I can't wait. This is going to be a bestseller. Yeah. And then
he disappeared off the face of
the earth. Then weeks later, excuse me, where are you?
Yeah.
What's happening to the book? Yeah. Anyway, we still got the plan for that book.
We will do it.
And it's going to be a bestseller.
It might come out this year, actually.
Yeah.
You never know.
It might well do.
It might be a sort of Christmassy type scenario.
We've got
to get our skates on, though, if we want to do that.
Yeah.
Rick says this, Porkmeister, should I buy 4 little units and become a slum landlord in Mexico City or put a measly deposit down on a flat in Surbiton that I'll never finish paying off?
Buy the flat in Surbiton, pal, because at the moment we are still a very stable society.
Mm.
Now, if Mr. Jeremy Corbyn gets in and has declared war already on newspapers, he's declared war on the rich, he will declare war on property owners, because as in his...
Well, he's also declared war on the banksters, isn't
he? Oh, yeah, of course he's declared war on the banks, but that is the rich as well. The reason he's declared war on property is because the sort of mad political philosophy that he comes from, mad political background, is... All property is theft.
Yeah, except if he owns it.
Yeah, except if he owns this, like, million-pound house he lives in.
But, of course, your place up in, what's it called, that something Key up in Suffolk?
Orwell Key,
he'll seize that and put some homeless people
there. Oh, yeah, of course he will,
because, you know, you are absolutely and utterly ruining Britain by owning property that's not occupied.
Yeah, if the Egyptian doctor fucks off, he'll take that as well. No. The point is that without private landlords in this country, there wouldn't be enough homes to house people, and yet we will be attacked and told 95% tax on the rental that you get from these poor, impoverished people.
Yeah.
They'd be poor and impoverished if they're living in a tent on Wimbledon Common, but they're not living in a tent, they're living in a flat I provided for them. So if I were you, Jeremy Corbyn, I'd push off, pal, before we decide to sort you out. Simple as that.
Indeed. Change is coming, as
Change
he said.
Change is coming.
Saul says, what are your top 3 favourite ales? You should be able to name those.
Yeah, I can. I like Oliver's.
Oliver's. Really?
Oliver's Isle, is it? Is it called Oliver's Isle?
No, I don't know.
It's yellow. It's got a yellow badge.
I don't know. Where'd you get that?
I get it in pubs that I go to.
Yeah, well, I know that, but any specific... Is it like
Oliver's Island. It's called Oliver's Island.
Oliver's Island?
Oliver's Island,
okay.
It's
not Oliver's Army.
No. Oliver's Army's on the move.
On their way.
Oliver's
on their way.
Who did that?
Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello, that's right. Right, second one
is... used to love that song.
I tell you what, one that I never, ever shy from, because it's so good, is... London Pride.
I hate that.
I love London Pride.
I'm not a fan of London Pride.
And the third one would be... A great pint of Boddington's. But you can't get Boddington's down in London, you know what I mean?
Well, you can get it in tins because it came out, They made it with the widget.
Yeah.
Do you know who I see quite a lot? Melanie Sykes.
Right, yeah,
who
lovely
comes
lady.
Into Talk Radio.
Lovely
who
lady.
Was the original Boddington's advert
She
girl.
Was, yeah, yeah.
She is great.
She is terrific.
Wonderful.
By the way, what a good-looking woman.
She still
very
is a very good-looking woman.
Very tall. She's got cheekbones you could slice cheese with. You know, she's a beautiful
really?
Woman. Yeah,
that's not
yeah.
really... It doesn't sound like a compliment.
No, no, it's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Cheekbones
woman.
You can slice
cheese
with.
They're so sharp, you know, and so lovely, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
And beautiful hair. Very alluring, very alluring.
I'll pass on your
please
compliments.
Please do.
Here's one from, again, Magic. Porky,
oh, yes.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? There is a factual answer. I'd just like to know what comes out the top of your head.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to answer that question.
Why
such
not?
A, well, it's just a stupid question.
Why?
What came first, the chicken or egg? What I can tell you is this, is that when we die, we must be going somewhere, because if we're not going somewhere, where did we come from? Okay?
What?
Where did we come from?
Well, I know where you came from.
No.
You came from Chester.
No, nobody knows where we came from originally. Where did man come from? Something must have created man. That person must be the Almighty in some
the
form
Almighty.
Or another. Yeah, in some
well,
form
no,
or other.
You can
from
be,
any religion.
No, the point
so
is
you
is
can't
that, you know,
just you can't just arrive
was,
on Earth.
The egg was fertilised. Does everybody
no,
knows where you
no,
came from?
No.
You didn't just suddenly appear.
Let
like
me tell you this.
Fucking Doctor Who.
Let me tell you this. When George Harrison died, and yeah. it was the anniversary of his death quite recently, his last dying words were, "I'm looking forward to the continuation of my journey."
Yeah, well,
George
so
knew. George
no,
knew
George
he was moving on to other things.
No, George didn't know.
Do you know that
at all?
Life after death
yeah.
is so good that nobody's ever come back to life because what happens next is better.
Well, that's because you're dead.
No. It's because
mumbo jumbo.
It's because the afterlife.
Trap.
The
no,
afterlife is better than the now life.
No, you don't know that.
Right?
No.
Except
no
if you commit
say,
suicide.
There's no evidence.
Because if you
to
commit
suggest...
suicide, then you don't get the key to the door of the afterlife.
Well, then you go to hell if you believe in
well,
Christian faith.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not condemning people who commit suicide. Well, sometimes people commit suicide because they're so unhappy on Earth. I can accept that.
Well, really.
But I think there is a court of adjudication
well, you believe
at the
in
pearly
heaven
gates
and hell,
as to
me.
Why you
you're
took your own
me,
life.
So you're telling me you believe in heaven and hell? That's what you're telling me.
I believe in an afterlife. There's got to be one.
Why?
Because where did we come from if there's not
well,
an afterlife to go
mean?
To?
Well, it doesn't matter. You came from your mother's womb. That's where you came from.
No, no. Where,
nobody knows that.
Where did...
It's a biological equation.
Where did the amoeba come from?
What?
Where did the amoeba come
Which
from?
Which amoeba?
Well, the amoeba that we developed from. Man developed from the amoeba 50
well,
million
you
years ago.
From a fucking amoeba.
50 million years ago.
You know, I developed from another human, actually.
No, we all did. We all did. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
So who created the amoeba?
Yeah.
And in all the planetary stellar systems we've got where
yeah.
you could literally get into a rocket ship
yeah.
and you could travel for 4 light years, that is travelling at the speed of light for 4 years, and still not reach a planet with any more life on it.
Well, I know that.
That's how good it is.
Yeah, but that means you can have absolutely no idea of what or when we appeared from.
Next question,
or
please.
Or, indeed, where we're going.
Next question.
Here's one from John. He says, as many
right.
of the residents appear to believe, is the USA really the greatest country in the world?
Well, the USA...
It's a great country.
The USA is a brilliant country. You and I have both lived there extensively.
Yes.
Even more so than me.
Yeah.
And your family still live there. Part of your family still live there, obviously.
Yeah.
I would say that the... what I think about the USA is I think they invented civilization, if you see what I mean.
What?
I think they invented civilization.
Well, they invented shooting people.
Well, the Romans, I suppose, and the Greeks and the Egyptians can all be given credit for inventing some form of civilization.
Yeah.
But that was in the
I think
ancient
you'd have
world.
To, you'd have to say
that was
that
in
the
ancient,
ancient
world.
Egyptians building the pyramids
yeah.
probably more amazing than the invention of the Colt 45. Although you might say the Colt 45... has actually done a lot more damage.
But not as amazing as putting a man on the moon. Even building the pyramids is
yeah.
only an earthly pastime.
Yeah, but
you know?
When you consider what
yeah.
they had to
yeah.
work with
yeah.
when they built the pyramids, I would say that is akin to putting a man on the moon.
Well, you're talking about 20,000 slaves.
I'm talking
20,000 slaves.
Yeah, but they didn't even know
people
how to...
taken into slavery.
Yeah.
The Egyptians used to go and invade countries.
What do you care?
Taking them into slavery.
What do you care?
And then work them to death over
yeah.
9 months carrying... 2-ton
well,
blocks on their
sounds
back.
Like what you do with Mrs. Mott.
You know, 2-ton blocks on their back to
yeah.
put another block in the wall of the pyramid.
Yeah.
That was a cruel existence.
Yeah, but they designed these
cruel
things,
existence.
These tombs, mm. these massive pyramids, mm.
yeah.
in a way that which
yeah.
nobody could have ever previously even
yeah.
imagined,
mm.
which I think is a magnificent cultural...
And you don't think that American scientists who devised a way to land a spacecraft made of tin foil on the moon and get it back off again.
I'm saying
you don't think that's amazing?
Yes, I do, but I'm saying it's almost equivalent because in the times when you know, the ancient Egyptians were doing that stuff, they didn't have to hand NASA. They didn't have an entire...
They just had slaves.
No, well, exactly.
Slavery, the curse of the world.
Yeah, well,
in all forms.
You're somebody who exists because of slavery.
No,
because
no,
you
not.
Quite like slavery.
No, slavery is abhorrent.
You would employ loads of slaves.
Abhorrent and
if you
horrible
were allowed to do
and
it.
Hateful. I want nothing to do with
anyway,
it.
Anyway, the question is, is the USA really the greatest country in the world? Is it?
The Americans fought a civil war to abolish slavery.
Yeah.
The Egyptians and the Romans and the Greeks, they promulgated slavery.
Well, I don't know why.
So I'm telling you, I think America's a better country for getting rid of slavery. And by the way, old Abraham Lincoln, it wasn't just slavery he wanted to get rid of, by the way. Mm. Not many people have picked up on this, because I'm an economist, I know.
You're an economist now.
Abraham Lincoln...
What makes you an economist, sorry?
Well, I studied economics.
You did not study economists.
I studied economics.
I did. Bollocks.
I won't get into that now because this is Ask Porky.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you that Abraham Lincoln, two reasons why they started the Civil War.
One,
we must rid this country of slavery because it is abhorrent.
Yes.
But secondly, so much wealth in the bottom half of the United States of America, so below sort of Savannah, you know what I mean? And below sort of
Georgia. Well, it's the Mason-Dixon line, surely.
Yeah, that's Mason-Dixon.
Which is in Virginia.
Line. Well done, Mason-Dixon line. Mason-Dixon line, right. So much of the wealth south of the Mason-Dixon line was in the hands of about, no joke, Mike, about 1,000 people when there were, in fact, 3.5 million people there.
Right.
But the other, apart from the 1,000, the other 3.5 million were slaves who had no spending power. Therefore, the economy couldn't possibly prosper when there was so much wealth in so few people's hands.
Really?
Because slave owners could only buy one mansion, could only have a certain number of carriages.
Although they had more than that, some of them.
Some had 10 mansions, but still, one slave owner buying 10 mansions ain't going to stimulate an economy of 3.5 million people. You see what I mean?
That's true.
So they had to get rid of slavery.
You still haven't answered the question.
What is it?
Is America the greatest country in the world?
Oh, I think it has been,
You think it has been?
Yes,
you think it is?
I think it is, yeah.
Richard says, and we're nearly coming to the end of Ask Porky here, is there any age that isn't a great age?
Well, I think the older you get and the more your body breaks down and makes you weak and dependent on others, it's not a great age. No, I will die before that comes around.
Really?
I will make sure of that.
Really?
I've got a plan.
Have you?
I've got a plan, yeah.
What's your plan?
My plan is when I see the
door... The Grim Reaper.
When I see the Grim Reaper arriving over the horizon, when I see the dawn of the end, I then... will quite specifically...
Time to get home when you see the dawn of the end.
No. I will then quite specifically drink myself to death.
I thought that's what you're really doing.
No, not quite. No.
You mean you can actually drink more than you do now? Fuck me.
Well,
that's going to take some doing.
No, I've got a quite specific plan. I'm going to drink myself to death in the space of about 3 months, right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
the last 3 months.
No, because that's where I want to go. I want to go that way, definitely.
How much do you think you have to drink yourself to death?
Oh, I'll drink all day. And then I'll just...
And again, I'm sorry, I just have to say, how's that going to be
different than now? I'll just then get somebody to steer me home to where I go. And then the next morning I wake up, I will go back to the pub and I will have another all-day bender session.
Right. Until you think the people in the pub might object to that?
No. They'll be happy to take my money, honestly. No problem at all.
Day.
No, it'd be fine.
Have you
honestly
worked out a kind of a rota of pubs so that you don't have to end up in the same one?
I'll have a driver who'll come around every day.
And I
might do that. I might say, what is it, Tuesday?
Well, do you know how we used to go to Borough Market?
Take me to the Carvery.
Do you know how we used to go to Borough Market? Because we knew that the market pulled around at 6.
That's right.
But then we also knew that it closed at 8.
That's right.
But we then knew that Wheatsheaf opened at 8.
That's right.
And was open till 10.
That's right.
At which point we could go to the Southwark Tavern.
That's right.
And carry on drinking
in there
from 10 until whatever.
Exactly.
Well, you'd have to have a sort of master plan like
that. Yeah,
so you would know exactly where you can go, like for breakfast.
Be something like that, except that Wetherspoons fortunately provides all day drinking from 9 o'clock.
Does it?
So I just need to go somewhere for breakfast and then on to Weathies, you know.
Final question from Chris, who sent this into our On the Record Twitter account.
Yes,
dear Porky, I know you are a hard working man and the fountain of all knowledge, just like me. How can I find time to relax? Please tell me what is the best way to unwind in the so little amount of free time that I have.
Well, I think unwinding and relaxing is a very, very difficult thing to do,
overrated.
I don't relax, you know, I just don't see how you can. Because if, like you and I, we've got 5 or 6 different projects going on at any one time, You're always replying to a text or an email or a phone call about one particular project or another.
Yeah.
You're always trying to improve things on another project. You're always trying to make sure that you don't miss an opportunity if something else comes up. And you've got to be on the alert all the time. People who like relaxation are losers.
Really?
Yes.
Is that the end of the Ask Porky section?
That's the end. That's the end.
That's the end.
That's the end.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. I said to this young lady, I was trying to impress, I said, I could do that. And she said, what? You know, she believed me. Because...
They're not very gullible.
No, but I only recently, or maybe 5 years earlier...
You told me you went on a skill trip.
No, only 5 years earlier. I'd been on the, the school skiing holiday, the King's School Chester.
Yeah, I went to one.
And I knew all about it, know what I mean?
But were you any good, though?
Eh?
Were you any good, though?
Yeah, I was pretty good, yeah.
Were you?
But anyway, she believed I could, and I promised to take her on a skiing holiday and prove it.
Of course she never did.
And believe me, it was to my advantage. Next question, please.
What, do you mean you did take her on a skiing holiday?
No, of course I don't. I meant that she believed that I was a Superman. The older you get and the more your body breaks down and makes you weak and dependent on others, so it's not a great age. No. I will die before that comes around.
Really?
I will make sure of that.
Really?
I've got a plan.
Have you?
I've got a plan, yeah.
What's your plan?
My plan is when I see the
door... The Grim Reaper.
When I see the Grim Reaper arriving over the horizon, when I see the dawn of the end,
yeah.
I then will quite specifically...
Time to get home when you see the dawn of the end.
No. I will then quite specifically drink myself to death as... No,
I thought that's what you were already doing. No, not quite.
So you mean
you can actually drink more than you do now?
Well, that's going to take some doing. I've got a quite specific plan. I'm going to drink myself to death in the space of about 3 months, right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
the last 3 months.
No, because that's where I want to go. I want to go that way, definitely.
How much do you think you have to drink yourself to death?
Oh, I'll drink all day. And then I'll just...
And again, I'm sorry, I just have to say, how is that going to be
different
than
we do now? Yeah, well, Jeremy Vine is a friend of mine.
This fucking bloke is an ignoramus.
Hang on,
what are you talking about?
Hang on.
The fat bearded
freak. Excuse me.